What does it mean to be unselfish with God? We'll talk about that plus lots more on this episode of The Gary Zimek Show. Stay tuned. Here we go. Hey there. Welcome to the program. I'm Gary Zimek. Great to be back here with you on Blog Talk Radio. It's a dreary day here in southern New Jersey, but we've got a fantastic show. Got some really good things coming up, including we will look at what does it mean to be unselfish with the Lord? And this is from the book, My Daily Bread, that we like to look at every Wednesday. What does it mean to be unselfish with the Lord? We'll also be looking at the daily Mass readings, which is Wednesday of the 15th week in Ordinary Time. Now, before we really get started with the show, I wanted to point something out. I've been talking about preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. If you've been with me in the past, you realize that it's a 33-day preparation. We've done it for 5 years now. This year is going to be the sixth year that we're doing total consecration. I'm calling this year the best of the best. I'm going to take the best material that I can find and consolidate it all into a total consecration preparation like we've never done before, and that isn't available anywhere else. The reason I'm doing that is because I feel that each of the different preparations, each one has some sort of shortcoming. They're all good, but I want to combine them all together and take the best of the best, match it up against St. Louis de Montfort's recommendations, which I'll do, and make sure that you get the best preparation possible. I've been talking about it, and you know, this means that you won't need a book this year. We're just going to do it online, on the show, I mean. I may or may not. I don't think I'm going to have the time to post it on my blog. I might post a thing or two, but I don't really think you need the book. And a lot of people have, and I've run into this problem in the past, people have said, well, can I just read the book and not listen to your show? Well, yeah, you can do that, but the purpose of listening to it on the show is so that you can get something different. I want to lead you through this, and that's why I'm glad we're going to do it this way this year. So, with that in mind, and listen, I am really excited about this because I think we can really do something very unique and cool on the program because I really have lots of good material that I'm going to draw upon. We're going to kick it off this year on a day that we've never done it before. We're going to kick it off on Sunday. You believe that? Sunday, September the 4th. I think what I'll do is that Friday, what's that, September the 2nd, I will. I'll talk about it. So we'll really. We'll start the pre preparation festivities a little bit early to make sure. And I always do that. I start a couple days ahead of time. We'll begin the official preparation on Sunday, September the 4th. And remember, if you've listened in the past, when we do 33 days, we do it straight through. I do weekends as well. I got to get my rest, so I'll be ready to go. But the weekend shows are only 15 minutes in length so that it's not going to be too overwhelming for you or for me. So Sunday, September the 4th, mark it on your calendar. We will begin total consecration preparation. If you've never made your total consecration, I'm telling you, you do this, your life's going to be changed. You will go grow closer to Jesus and great things will happen in your life if you make your total consecration to Jesus through Mary. And I'm going to take you through the whole process. I'll let you know about the fact that you're not committing to anything that's not irreversible, you're committing to doing this, but you can always undo it if you feel the need to do. I've never met anybody who has not wanted to go ahead with this, but it can be done. So we'll talk more about that as we get closer, but mark down September the 4th. That's the day that it kicks off here on the Gary Zimek Show. Now, the other piece of news, by the way, I'm doing a new series or new segment on the EWTN Radio Sunrise Morning Show. I started it today. It's called Walking with the Lord. It's similar to what I have done in the past with my different weekly segments. This one is going to be a little bit more broad than the segments that I've done on overcoming anxiety because we're going to deal with a lot more than just overcoming anxiety. We're going to deal with how we walk with the Lord every day. You know, if you listen to this show for any period of time, you know how important that is to me. That's the reason that I do what I do, because the Lord wants us to walk with Him every day. He wants to share our lives, our problems. He is really, really, really with us. He wants to be with us. He doesn't expect to go through this life on our own. So he wants to walk with us. If you get a chance, check it out. 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time every Wednesday on the Sunrise Morning Show on EWTN Radio. Now, the other piece of news, and I'm really happy about this, tomorrow, which is Thursday, at 12 noon, I'm going to be on the air with Jerry Usher and Debbie Giorgiani on their program at on EWTN Radio once again. 12 noon tomorrow, we're going to be talking about anxiety, and we will take listener calls. It's an hour program. I think we're going to do some preliminary, have a little preliminary discussion. Then we're going to just turn it over, open up the phone lines. So feel free to call in with your issues, with your concerns, if you're looking for some advice from somebody who really has been through this. I have been through severe anxiety, and I'm going to share my secret for finding peace. And you know what the secret is. One word, Jesus. You hang out with Jesus, you're going to be more peaceful. But it's a process, it takes time, and all of your days aren't perfect. I'm not going to kid you, all your days won't be perfect. You're going to feel nervous sometimes, but that's okay. It's learning to control that and what you do with those nerves. That is incredibly important. So if you get a chance, tomorrow, Thursday, 12 noon Eastern Time on the EWTN Radio Network. Please tune in to the program with Jerry and Debbie and yours truly. Let's see, anything else going on? You know what? I'm excited about this. This is really neat. An old friend has stopped by to visit me today. One of my favorite beverages du jour from the past is back. Are you ready? Man, I'll tell you what, this takes me back. Perfect drink for summer. I have a nice tall glass of water with two slices of lemon in it. So the lemon water is back. You know, when I first started this show, it used to be kind of a running joke that I was drinking water with lemon in it every day. It was my beverage du jour. I always was drinking the same drink every day on the program, and I got a lot of comments about it. So we're going back to the basics, kind of taking it old school today, bringing back the water with lemon. Hope you've got a good snack. I hope you've got a good beverage. Hope you're ready to get started, because we have lots to talk about today. By the way, if you're booking a parish mission for Advent or Lent, please keep me in mind. I would love to come out to your parish. I'm getting a lot of requests, but I still do have openings, even for 2016, for Advent Parish Mission. So if your parish is looking for a speaker, a parish mission leader, please keep Gary in mind. I would love to come out and visit you and your parish. Okay, does that sound good? Also, I need you to help me out. Donations have been slowing up in the past week or so. If you would like to see this program continue because of the great things that we have in store, such as Total Consecration, please consider making a donation, either becoming a monthly sponsor or making a one-time donation. And in addition, I would ask you, if you're someone who shops at Amazon.com, please use the link on my website, followingthetruth.com, every time you shop at Amazon. So instead of going to Amazon.com in your browser, just go to followingthetruth.com, and you'll see the Amazon image on every page of my website. It's in the sidebar on the right-hand side. Just click on that. That takes you into Amazon. Everything remains the same for you, but for me, I get a small percentage on any purchase that you make. And I don't get to see everything you buy. So I'm not snooping. I'm not looking into your business. I'm just asking you to help me out by going into Amazon that way. And you help keep the show on the air. If you're looking for some great coffee, Mystic Monk Coffee is also available at followingthetruth.com. And I really do appreciate your help. I really do. I thank you in advance for anything you can do to keep me going with my full-time apostolate and to keep this radio program active. I want to ask you for one more favor before we pray. I have a longtime listener. Her name is Melissa. Melissa, I don't know if you're listening, but I saw the message on Facebook that your father passed away suddenly. Know that you're in my prayers. My family and I are praying for you. Hang in there. If there's anything that I can do for you, I understand this is a very, very difficult time for you. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for the repose of the soul of your dad. I'm going to pray for you. And I would ask everyone listening to this program, if you would please pray for Melissa and her family as they go through this tough time. There is no doubt about it. The loss of a loved one, especially when it's a sudden one, it can be very, very traumatic, and they really need your prayers. So please pray for the repose of the soul of her dad and for Melissa and her family. And Melissa, know that I'm here for you. If there's anything that I can do, and I'm not just saying that, if there's anything that I can do, please get in touch with me through Facebook, email. You know how to get in touch with me. You've been a longtime friend and listener, and I was just really sad when I saw the news today, and know that you're very much in my heart and in my prayers right now. Okay, my friend? All right, let's do this. Let's pray, and then we'll get right on with the show. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, this is such a great privilege to come to you and to bring our needs before you. But before we do that, we want to just say thank you for giving us this new day. Father, thank you for loving us so much. Thank you for your constant prayer, your constant generosity, and the mercy that you show toward us every day. Father, some of the things that happen in our life we don't understand, but we know that you love us. And therefore, because of that love, we know that you always only will allow things to happen that can somehow help us. But again, we struggle with that sometimes because we're human. So we ask for the grace to be able to trust you and to be able to persevere even through the difficult times. Please continue to strengthen us. And we thank you for sending your son Jesus to redeem us. We thank you for the gift of our Catholic faith. We thank you for the gift of sacred scripture. We thank you for the sacraments. We thank you for the grace that we receive through the sacraments. Father, we ask you to be with and help anybody who is sick tonight, anybody who is anxious, anybody who is lonely, anybody who is struggling with doubt or despair, anybody who is dealing with addiction, anybody facing financial difficulty, anyone such as Melissa and her family, who are grieving the loss of a loved one. Please help anyone who is dealing with religious persecution, anyone who is facing a weather-related problem. Father, we ask you to help the homeless, the homebound, those who are in prison. I ask you to accept our own personal needs, whatever they may be, and handle them according to your plan. I present this show to you, Father in heaven. I give it over to you, and I ask you to speak through me today. And please open all of our minds and our hearts to be receptive to the message that you have for us. Please bless our priests, our religious, our deacons. Please increase vocations. Please put an end to abortion. Please bring about peace in the world. Help the world heal from all of these divisions, this hatred that we're going through. We also ask you to inspire our government leaders to follow your law and to not pursue their own agenda. We ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, and as we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. And good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Henry, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We are celebrating the memorial. It's an optional memorial. If you went to Mass today, you may or may not have heard mention of Saint Henry. Henry was born in 972, the son of a German duke and a Burgundian princess. He became the German emperor in 1002 and Holy Roman Emperor in 1014. At this time, The emperor was still held considerable power in church decisions, including the choice of the pope himself. Henry's interventions in church affairs were prudent and never grasping. He used his substantial fortune to build monasteries and endow dioceses at Hildesheim, Magdeburg, Strasbourg, and Meersburg. Over the objections of his relations who thought the money better spent, he threw his weight behind church reforms of priestly life. He died in 1024, and his wife is also revered as a saint. So, St. Henry, we ask you to pray for us. Thanks for tuning into the program today. If you're a new listener, welcome. You know, there's always a place at my table here for you every night. I'm Gary Zimek. We do this show every Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. You can also download the podcast on TuneIn Radio and iTunes. It's free of charge, no matter how you do it. I want to make it as convenient as possible. The shows are 30 minutes each night, and we've been doing this program for over 5 years now. Isn't that incredible? We're in our sixth year. Praise the Lord. Started out as a 15-minute show. I think I used to do three nights a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I'll tell you what, I never thought it would last. But the Holy Spirit has been driving me all these years, giving me ideas, and we've survived all this time. Praise God. And you've heard me. You've heard my pleas for funding and for prayers, and the Lord has sustained me so that I've been able to do this full-time for close to 5 years now. The show started when I was still working full-time as a project manager. So the show is a little bit older than my career as a full-time Catholic evangelist, but God is so good. I'm just grateful to be here, grateful to be able to spend the time with you. By the way, I did update my schedule. I did that this morning. So if you want to see where I'll be appearing over the next few weeks, I generally do a month or two at a time. I did put the August dates on there. So we have July and August up there now. You can see where I'm going to be appearing in the next couple of months. And remember, I would love to come out to speak to your parish or speak at your conference. Gary@followingthetruth.com, that's the place to get a hold of me, and I would love to set that up, to come out and visit you in person. All right, Wednesday of the 15th week in Ordinary Time. First reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 10, beginning in verse 5. Thus says the Lord, "Woe to Assyria, my rod in anger, my staff in wrath. Against an impious nation I send him, and against a people under my wrath I order him to seize, plunder, carry off loot, and tread them down like the mud of the streets. But this is not what he intends, nor does he have this in mind. Rather, it's in his heart to destroy, to make an end of the nations, not a few. For he says, by my own power I have done it, and by my wisdom, for I am shrewd. I have moved the boundaries of peoples, their treasures I have pillaged, and like a giant I have put down the enthroned. My hand has seized like a nest the riches of nations. As one takes eggs left alone, so I took in all the earth. No one fluttered a wing or opened a mouth or chirped. Will the axe boast against him who hews with it? Will the saw exalt itself above him who wields it, as if a rod could sway him who lifts it, or a staff him who is not wood? Therefore, the Lord of hosts, will send among his fat ones leanness. And instead of his glory, there will be kindling, like the kindling of fire." Now, this first reading is a little bit confusing, but here's what's happening. The nation of Israel has once again, they've strayed, they need to be slapped around a little bit by the Lord. And the Lord, this is kind of interesting to see the way he works. He is using Assyria, a nation that has been a perpetual enemy of the Israelites, to attack them, to give them the slapping around they need. But the Assyrians, they don't realize why they're doing it. They don't realize they're being used as God's instrument. Ultimately, they're not going to be victorious, see? They're just going to inflict some damage to get the attention of the people. This happens. It really does happen in our life too, but it happens throughout the Old Testament. When the people stray, right? When the people go down the wrong path, God's got to get their attention somehow. And this is what he does. But he can use even an unwilling participant to do his work, such as the Assyrians. That's what's happening here. The people will eventually take notice. And this is why in our own life, sometimes God has to do things to get our attention. We can't always figure out why he's doing what he's doing, but sometimes he will allow things to take place that aren't really pleasant, but those things will help draw us closer to him, or that's at least the intent. Doesn't always happen, but that's his intent. Psalm 94 is our responsorial psalm today, a great reminder for us, something that should bring you great comfort. The Lord will not abandon his people. Your people, O Lord, they trample down. Your inheritance they afflict. Widow and stranger they slay. The fatherless they murder. And they say, the Lord sees not, the God of Jacob perceives not. Understand, you senseless ones among the people, and you fools, when will you be wise? Shall he who shaped the ear not hear? Or he who formed the eye not see? Shall he who instructs nations not chastise? He who teaches men knowledge? For the Lord will not cast off his people, nor abandon his inheritance. But judgment shall again be with justice, and all the upright of heart shall follow it. The Lord will not abandon his people. The Lord is not going to abandon you, even though it seems like it at times. So many times we pray and we don't get an answer, or things seem to be breaking down in our life. And the reason is, the Lord is often testing our faith, helping our faith to grow. We don't see that, and we get frustrated, but you know, he loves you. And that message, you've heard it so many times, about God's love being unconditional and his love being infinite. That love will never change. So don't ever think that because bad things are happening in your life, it's because he doesn't love you. He loves you. That's why he's letting these things happen. The gospel is from Matthew 11, chapter verse 25 through 27. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. This is pretty neat, because we're eavesdropping here and getting a glimpse of Jesus praying to his Father. Now, you and I, we're really blessed. If we've been baptized, we've received the Holy Spirit, and that gift of the Holy Spirit is brought to its completion in the sacrament of confirmation. So if you've been baptized and confirmed, you have the Holy Spirit dwelling in you. And therefore, you have the ability, through the Holy Spirit, to pray just as Jesus did. And I know that's a mind-boggling concept, but it really is true. And Jesus hints at something here. He hints at one of the big secrets about how we can be peaceful and how we could really work on perfecting our relationship with him. And that's to become childlike. So many times, what do? We think that we're too smart. And we either have to figure everything out, or we have a better plan than the Lord, right? And then we get ourselves into trouble. We're miserable. We're anxious. We're frustrated. We're angry. But if we would just become childlike and accept the fact that the Lord loves us and that we're not going to be able to figure everything out, you know, we don't need to know why everything's happening. We just need to cooperate with God's plan for our life. And that's going to happen more often than not. That's going to happen naturally. Whatever happens to you today, well, that's God's will for you today. But rather than question it, a better plan would be to be childlike and trust. So what happens when you don't trust? If you can't trust, pray for the grace to be able to trust. We prayed for it at the beginning of the show. Especially if things in your life are not fun right now. A lot of difficulties, maybe even tragedies in your life right now. Just pray for the grace to trust. And don't get all bent out of shape about the way you feel. It's okay to feel things. It's okay to not be happy. It's okay to be upset. They're emotions. That's all they are. They're not anything else other than feelings, okay? But pray for the grace to be able to trust more and to follow the Lord and to go along with whatever happens in your life. That really is the secret to peace. Now, I want to, in the remaining time that we have, talk about unselfishness with God. And this comes from the book My Daily Bread. I like to feature this book every day, every Wednesday. We've been doing this for years. It's from Father Anthony Payone, originally published in 1954. It is still in print. You can get it from EWTN Religious Catalog as well as Tan Books. And what happens is in this book, each short chapter is very readable. And the format of it is a dialogue typically between Christ and a disciple. And a disciple, that's you and me, right? This one today is just Christ's words to us. Now, I want you to hear this. Then we'll do a little meditation followed by a prayer. Unselfishness with God. My child, do not look for spiritual consolation or interior good feelings in your prayers and good works. Serve me for my sake as I deserve. Let your service depend on my word and not on any pleasant feelings which I may send you. If I gave interior consolation and joy for every good work, many a worldly man would follow my commandments for the sake of these gifts. Now, I just want to share this with you. I didn't plan this, obviously, with the readings today. When I talked about, and what I just talked about as well, the idea that sometimes we're not going to feel things. We're not going to feel good necessarily, especially when we're doing the Lord's work or when we're suffering. It's kind of amazing how the Holy Spirit makes this all come together. I love it when he does this. But that's the point. It's not always going to feel good to serve the Lord and do his will. But that's where the love comes in. That's where it's your chance to show him that you love him. Lord, I'm going to do this anyway, whether or not it feels good. Because what the author is getting at here is that if serving God always brought about good feelings, we would serve him for the good feelings and not for the fact of serving him, for the reason of serving him. There would be some self-gratification here involved in the process. But we want to serve God for the mere fact that we love him and want to serve him. Okay, back to the reading. As long as you are in this life, you will be tempted by the blind selfishness of fallen human nature. Turn frequently to me and let me guide your self-interest. I desire your self-interest to be intelligent and well-ordered. Place me above all persons and things created. I am far greater than all my works. I am your greatest treasure. Seek me above all else. Consider what I mean in your life. What do I deserve of you? What have I a right to expect of you? Can you draw your next breath or take your next step without my consent or assistance? Could you exist another instant if I withdrew my support? Only by facing these facts and living on them each hour of the day can you give me the intelligent service which you owe me. Spiritual consolation is only a temporary gift to encourage one who is earnestly trying to serve me. This gift is not at the command of any man, and it will not be given to anyone who seeks it for itself. Such a person is too much like the man who seeks his entire happiness in the pleasures, satisfactions, and honors of the world. A frank and intelligent remembrance of your unworthiness will help you to perform your prayers and good works without expecting spiritual consolations in return. That doesn't mean you're never going to get these consolations. It just means when you pray, when you do good works, you don't go about doing them for the good feelings that you get in return. Okay? You do them because you love the Lord. Something to think about. Jesus is right. I do not deserve the least of his gifts. I already owe him so much that I should be glad to do his will without looking for further gifts. He owes me nothing, and I owe him everything. If he chose to leave me in misery and sorrow, he would be doing me no injustice, since all that I am and have belong to him. And finally, let's close with this prayer. Lord, I know that you will never treat me as poorly as I deserve. As long as I'm truly trying to improve my daily life, you will never be outdone in generosity. Each holy desire and every good deed of mine will be rewarded 100-fold. You will not leave me in my misery and troubles any longer than is necessary for my real good. I have deserved little, but I need you and hope in your help. Let me follow your wise and holy will by seeking you first and your gifts. only as far as you want me to have them. Amen. All right, good advice. We are out of time. God willing, I plan to be back here tomorrow. Remember, Jerry and Debbie, 12 noon Eastern tomorrow on EWTN. Have yourself a wonderful night. You rock. Thanks for listening to the program. God bless you.